future Hall of Fame baseball writer. It's Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw from USA Today. He is the one and only Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Yeah, doing good. How about yourself, Bob?
Doing all right, Bob. Appreciate your time as always. Before we get to the series themselves, Jack Flaherty today trying to close things out for L.A. We were talking about his brief period in Baltimore didn't go well, but how much money has Jack Flaherty earned himself in 2024, especially given his playoff success here?
Yeah, he should get himself a nice little payday. I'm not sure if he'll get $100 million, but he may get close to that. It's funny. I mean, the Yankees were supposed to have him. They had the trade done, then they nixed it because they didn't like the physical. It's amazing what's happened since.
Now, with L.A. about to close things out, teams have overcome 3-1 deficits before, as you know, so the Mets are up against it. However, watching Ohtani in his first playoff setting, he hasn't wilted under the pressure by any stretch. He homered last night to lead off the game. But what about Ohtani, watching him do his thing, and as he gets healthier, moving ahead in his Dodger career? What do we see with Shohei Ohtani, 50-50 guy, first playoffs, and living up to the hype?
Yeah, I mean, he struggled early on in the postseason, like a lot of stars do. But yeah, come on the last few days. And it'd be interesting to see his future, how long he pitches. He'll pitch next year, maybe a year after that. But I think that might be it. I think he'll just kind of focus on being a hitter. And as he's shown, he's one of the best hitters on the planet.
Now for the Mets, yeah, Peterson going today against Flaherty, as we just talked about. New York, obviously, they need to win games and score more runs than L.A., but realistically, what needs to happen today for them to keep this series moving and back to Chavez Ravine?
Well, really, a miracle. Peterson's a nice left-handed pitcher. I mean, it's up to him. I mean, the series has been so lopsided. I think it's the worst, biggest lopsided series ever in the first four games. Dodgers off a score on 39. But really, the NLCS, maybe the World Series, was the Dodgers-Padres. That was a series that deserved to go 7 games, and the Padres are clearly better than the Mets.
Hey, Bob, how good was last night's game, the Yankee-Guardians game? I mean, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was a classic. I mean, both LCSs were terrible as far as drama and everything else. But finally had a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, a ho-hum victory by Cleveland. They got turned upside down again. It was amazing, that home run. It kind of reminded me of Cleveland's World Series in 2016, when they came back against the Cubs and tied down the Rajah Davis home run. Just came out of nowhere.
Who do you expect to come out of that series, Bob?
Well, the Yankees are the better team. It should still be the Yankees. I thought the Yankees would win 5. I'll still stick with that. But they're just a more complete team. I mean, Cleveland's got the bullpen, but you kind of worry about Class A now. I mean, maybe he's run to a wall because he's given up more runs already this postseason than he did all season.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, future Hall of Fame writer, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. I was just going to ask you about the bullpen. So Class A, given up 3 home runs in the playoffs, only 2 during the regular season. But what about New York's bullpen? Holmes has been a disaster in the second half. Weaver gets the blown save last night. So if it's a save situation, if you're deciding, Bob Nightingale, who's going to have the advantage at least for one night, whose bullpen's better equipped for another dramatic game?
I'll probably still go to the Yankees. Just because they call save factor. I mean, he's just not himself, giving up the runs that he has. So, Weaver's come out of nowhere. I never thought Luke Weaver would do this. I mean, he was one of the guys in the Paul Goldschmidt trade. And then it's just been a disaster. And then he kind of came out of nowhere. He's got one of the best turnarounds I've ever seen for a pitcher. Now he's becoming an elite reliever.
All right, Bob, before we let you roll, because we know you're a busy man covering the baseball playoffs like nobody else here in Baltimore. Disappointment getting to the playoffs 2 years in a row, great. haven't won a game, which sucks. Corbin Burns is hitting free agency. We know Boris had a debacle of an offseason with his free agents last year. If you were on a scale of 1 to 10, the Orioles at least competing to keep Corbin Burns around for the long term, what would you give the Orioles chances right now based on what you're hearing?
I'd probably say a 3. I just think he's going to get so much money in the free agent market, over $200 million. I don't know if the Orioles want to go that route. He lives in Phoenix in the off season. I would think he'd prefer to stay west. So, but they got to spend some money. They got to be aggressive. You don't want to waste this window they have. So it should be more aggressive than trade deadline. I think you need to be more aggressive in free agency. You know, take advantage of the great young talent they have.